InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the insecurity of the deep state. Now that President Trump has said he's going to remove their security clearances. Is this the hallmark of a banana republic? As we hear from John Heilman, as he's reacting to what Sarah Huckabee said. Adam Schiff said that this is what you would see in an authoritarian regime. Let me tell you, it was just the last couple of days that we had headlines like this from the Washington Post. God bless the deep state. They're the only ones who can stop Trump. They can take him down. You have other commentary from Tim Weiner on Reuters saying Trump has attacked U.S. intelligence agencies. Expect them to strike back. Expect Trump to strike back. And it's exactly what he should do. And Rand Paul tweeted out just before it happens that I've been talking to President Trump. I said you should revoke the security clearance of these people. Yes, he should. As I pointed out yesterday, we had Clapper saying, well, you know, Obama's the one who started all this stuff. And it is a coup here in this country. I've been saying this for a year and a half, at least. Maybe longer than that. I've been saying it for so long, I was absolutely amazed when Megyn Kelly gave me a puzzled look when I said the real enemies of this country are Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, the people on this list that President Trump has. They are the real enemies of this country. They can do far more to this country than any foreign enemy can, whether it's Putin or China. And China is the big threat, not Russia. China has far more economic strength, building a larger military, and yet our military budget is now 30% higher than it was at the peak of the Cold War. At the peak of the Cold War. Soviet Union disintegrated. Why? Because of uncontrolled spending that was out of control relative to their economy. And the Warsaw Pact has been subsumed into NATO. Nevertheless, we're supposed to believe that there is a mounting threat to this country, that the sky is the limit. No, let me take that back, that space is the limit. That's where you're really going to see the defense budget go to the moon, Alice, straight to the moon, as Ralph would say. It is going to go sky high once we start on our space wars. There is no end in sight to this. And let me just remind you of where this all leads. Because it's kind of interesting. We've always had the Democrats pushing the welfare state, the Republicans pushing the warfare state. And in the past, they would push against each other's pet projects, except during the Reagan administration, where he made a pact with Tim O'Neill, and was it Tim O'Neill? Anyway, O'Neill, Speaker of the House at the time. I can't remember his first name now. Anyway, they made a pact between themselves that they would vote for each other's projects. And to hell with the deficit. And it went to hell very quickly. Massive increase in the deficit. Well, we're saying the same thing now, except there's a difference. The Democrats at least pretended that they didn't like the warfare state. The Republicans at least pretended that they didn't like the welfare state. Yeah, they didn't really have a big objection to it. They didn't really fight against it. That was just kind of their positions for their voters, for their tribe, because the grassroots of each side didn't like it. But the people who were in power, they liked both components of the left-right march to bankruptcy and the destruction of this country. The warfare welfare state. That's the left-right, left-right. You see Ben Garrison's cartoons? That's what's really driving it. The left foot, the right foot. Well, now we have no opposition whatsoever to either of those. We have the affordable health care situation. We have everybody rushing headlong. We have the, I guess we could call it the Ocasio economics. There you go. There's Ben Garrison's cartoon. And the left is embracing the Russian boogeyman and the military-industrial complex even more so than the right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Let's get right into what is going on as President Trump appears to be taking on the deep state coup plotters head on. Let me just remind you of what happened as we talked about it yesterday. We had James Clapper finally come out and saying, we played the clip for you yesterday, Obama was behind the whole thing from the beginning. Here's James Clapper, the clip we played yesterday.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Okay, so there he is. He kind of admits this was an inside job, and we went through a great deal of detail yesterday, talking about the circular references, how they would leak things, they would tell their friends in the U.K., create a dossier or tell us that you saw somebody that was in the Trump campaign talking to a Russian official somewhere at some time. That will give us an end that we can take and get a FISA search warrant. When that wasn't sufficient, they leaked information to members of the press. Then they used press clippings as evidence, even though they had planted the story, to get their FISA warrants. The FISA warrants was based on nothing but circular logic and a dirty dossier. I call it a filthy fiction that was done by contractors for Hillary Clinton and the DNC that she bought and paid for to cover up the information that had been exposed by inside whistleblowers who were fed up with the fact that Hillary Clinton had rigged the primaries. She was the one who had colluded. She was the one who had rigged that election. She had that sewn up before the first vote was counted, with her superdelegates. Nobody wants to talk about superdelegates. How long has it been since you heard that word, superdelegates? Let me say it again, superdelegates. The superdelegates had given the nomination to Hillary Clinton. Her inside connections and what she had bought in the Democrat Party had given her the election before the first votes were counted. And as we went through the election, I remember going through state after state and saying, look at this. Bernie Sanders beat her by a wide margin, and yet she got the most number of delegates. Isn't that interesting? Because the rules that they set up with the DNC, because the superdelegates and so forth, I mean, they had multiple levels of conspiracy to make sure that she won the primary. And there are people inside the party that leaked that information. I'm going to stick with the analysis of William Binney. He is not a conspiracy theorist. He is the guy who ran the NSA's technical division globally for decades. William Binney did a technical analysis and said these files were not transferred over the internet. They were transferred over a device because of, you look at the time, the creation and the time that it took to finish it. You can tell that that was too fast to travel over the internet. Very simple. He and other intelligence officials. So let's not pay any attention to people like Anderson Cooper or Jake Tapper, or anybody at CNN or MSNBC. And by the way, let's stop calling them CNN. Let's call them DNCNN. the Democrat National Committee's news network. Or you can call them MSDNC, mainstream Democrat National Committee News, right? Anyway, it's the MSDNC and the DNCNN. And they have these conspiracy theories that quite frankly have been debunked, and yet they continue to spin these things. And so when we have Clapper admitting that this was something that was started by them, and we went into all the details of this, and we saw more evidence of it coming out with the Pfizer releases and so forth. And once President Trump declassifies that without redactions, you're really going to see the truth. It's going to hit him right between the eyes. Nevertheless, as President Trump talked to, let's pull up video clip number six. As Trump talked yesterday to Rand Paul, he tweeted out yesterday afternoon, just got out of a White House meeting with President Trump. I restated to him what I have said in public. John Brennan and other partisans should have their security clearances revoked. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it at a press conference, and boom. We're going to take a look at the reactions of this. But first, let's hear Rand Paul, because he is exactly right. This is the way you handle these crooks. They are the traitors. They are the banana republic, the authoritarian regime. They are the deep state. And as I said, when they all started accusing President Trump of being a traitor, I said, well, I guess in a sense, they truly are right, because they see themselves as the government, not our elected president. You see, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the permanently entrenched bureaucracy, that you never fire these people. That's why they got so upset with President Trump. He had the audacity to fire the FBI director, James Comey. You don't fire any public servants, especially the ones who are the top dogs in these permanent bureaucracies. And then they got even more upset when McCabe was fired, except there were people all through the FBI that said, this guy is a crook. He's got multiple ethics investigations on him and so forth. It was very, very easy for both of those guys to make a case for them to not only be fired, but to be put in jail. And yet, it was that act that really got them upset. So when President Trump says he's going to revoke their security clearance, oh, that really gets them upset. More actions taken against the real government as they see themselves, and as they truly have been. These people truly are the real government. The politicians that get elected in the Democrat and Republican Party have been nothing but Quislings. That is exactly what they are. The French government, after it was taken over by the Nazis, and we're not talking metaphorically here. We're not going down Goodwin's law here. No, the real literal Nazis, as in World War II, when they conquered France, they put in a Vichy government, and they had the people that were there because of one of the officials, Quisling. They started calling them as a group Quislings. They were nothing but figureheads, yes men for the real government, the real iron hand. They were the glove over the iron hand. And the elected officials of the Republican and Democrat Party have been Quislings for the deep state of the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, especially the CIA, for quite some time. They are the real government. And what President Trump did was traitorous to them. He was a traitor to them. Supposed to declare fealty to them. So here's what Rand Paul had to say yesterday.
About this.
You know, I told the president in private what I've been saying in public, that I think there's a great danger to having talking heads on TV who are ex-CIA agents and still have classified clearance. There's a real danger that they might inadvertently reveal classified information. And, you know, John Brennan's got a history of this. Back in 2012, when we were discussing, you know, we discovered the underwear bomber, John Brennan at that time briefed ex-CIA agents who were retired but still had top secret clearance. He briefed them and said, oh, don't worry, the U.S. has someone inside. We have inside control. Well, then one of these ex-CIA agents went on television and said, oh, yeah, we have a double agent and nobody needs to worry. And it's like, whoops, the double agent was still there. So John Brennan's already been involved when he was on the inside leaking information to people who still had top secret clearance who were now talking heads. John Brennan leaked information that almost cost the life of a double agent. This is 4 years ago now. He should have been fired for that, but he wasn't fired by President Obama because I think he was a part partisan, but now he's a talking head on the outside saying that basically President Trump should be executed. That's what we do for treason. And so, yeah, I'm very concerned about him having privileges because of his past history, but I would make it more universal. I don't think that ex-CIA agents of any stripe who are now talking heads should continue to get classified information. I think it's wrong.
Okay. That was Rand Paul talking about Brennan briefing people on the underwear bomber. He said that with a straight face. I don't know how we talk about the underwear bomber false flag with a straight face, quite frankly. But when he said that Brennan told people who were no longer working for the CIA but still had their classified, security clearance, told them we had a man on the inside. Yeah, he was right. It was the underwear bomber himself. We've exposed that false flag. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking about the reaction to the deep state when President Trump says he's going to pull their security clearance, as he should. These people have shown themselves, as Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, to be politicized, and in some cases they have monetized their public service and their security clearances. Now, we played the clip for you by Rand Paul where he was talking about Brennan, and he said quite a few things about Brennan that have been very pejorative, but true. Pointed out that the first person that Brennan voted for president was a communist. He's a communist party supporter. He is somebody that put together and defended Obama's kill list for Obama, the disposition matrix. And I have an amazing story to tell you about that. An American citizen trying to get off that kill list. I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But he put that together for him. He was involved in the underwear bomber. And yeah, that was kind of funny. We talked about Brennan briefing people on the underwear bomber. You know, they found a terrorist group called BVD, I guess. But it's not a joke, folks, because what they did was they pulled off a false flag so that Chertoff, who was the first Homeland Security director under George W., was able to sell his massive useless machines to the American public at great expense, and that they continue to expose us to radiation and harass us for absolutely no purpose at all. It serves no purpose whatsoever. We have had congressional committee after congressional committee say that when they are tested, their failure rates are so high they don't want to publish them. But, you know, when they kind of, well, is it like 80% or 90%? Well, you're getting warmer there with that 90% number. It's north of 90% that they fail. Which takes us back to their own internal documents, as we had an engineer, John Corbett, expose how useless these machines were, except as a boondoggle for the deep state people. And in his lawsuit, the government mistakenly put up unredacted documents onto pacer.gov. We published them here at InfoWars. It was a major story, and nobody wanted to talk about it. It's one of those things that when nobody in mainstream media, even the conservatives, want to talk about this, you know the fix is in. It was a big deal for the TSA to accidentally publish documents that said that there were no threats. This is in 2011. No threats against any airplanes or airports. No threats. And you know that because if they're failing 90% of the time, there would be a lot of incidents if there really were any threats. There you go. It's an old document that was put up there. Don Salazar found that, put that up. It was a great story. I think it was one of the most important stories I've covered here at InfoWars. And crickets everywhere on that story. Absolutely amazing. Then they, they took it down and then they put up the redacted version. Too late, we snapshotted it. You put that stuff up there. That's even better than getting it from Daniel Ellsberg or Julian Assange. They busted themselves putting it on pacer.gov. That's where they... the government site. There you go. There's some of the redacted stuff later. That's a government site where they publish their own papers. But nobody other than InfoWars wanted to talk about it. Nobody. Absolutely amazing. And that happened at exactly the same time we had people here in Texas. They had the unanimously had the House here in Texas say, you're not going to molest children. These blue suited so-called security agents with their blue gloves. They're not going to molest our children without a search warrant. Folks, this is something that was done at the time of the founding of our country. They used to do that kind of stuff to the American citizens. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment. This isn't some new thing that's come up because of some new technology or some new threat. Let me tell you, the biggest threat to you is from your government. Not from abroad, not even from terrorists. It's when the government becomes a terrorist, when the government treats you like cattle, like slaves, saying we can put our hands on you at any time. There's nothing you can do about it. We had representatives here in Texas unanimously in the House said we're going to stop that. And then the mainstream media started a campaign. They stopped it in the Senate. We had a lieutenant governor who had spent his entire life in the CIA. Then they sheep-dipped him in the oil industry, became a multi-millionaire. He bought his way into lieutenant governorship. And he led a revolt in the Senate that shut that down. And at the time all that stuff was going on, at the time they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we wouldn't let them put their hands on us, the TSA was writing in their own internal documents, no threat to any airport or airplane. And so that's the true story of the underwear bomber. We can laugh about the fact that Brennan is briefing people on it. But, you know, that's nothing to get. It's not really funny when we have people like Brennan not only overthrowing other governments, but overthrowing our Bill of Rights and now trying to overthrow our elected president. This guy deserves to be in jail, not just have his security clearance pulled. But as we began this segment, I started talking about Clapper and how Clapper said, yeah, you know, if it wasn't for Obama setting all this stuff off, we might not have done it. And so his reaction to the fact that President Trump's press secretary and Rand Paul were saying to me, get his security clearance pulled. Here's Clapper's reaction to this.
Well, it's kind of interesting news. I'm reading it and learning about it just as you are. I think it's off the top of my head. It's kind of a sad commentary where for political reasons, this is a kind of a petty way of retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us, are born out of genuine concerns about President Trump.
I have some genuine concerns about James Clapper. Quite frankly, the one where he got in front of Ron Wyden and he was asked point blank if he was spying on the American people without a search warrant? No, Senator. You know, you've seen that clip many, many times, I'm sure. And he just passed his five-year anniversary mark, the statute of limitations, so he isn't going to go to jail for committing perjury. Now, let me ask you this. If James Clapper didn't have security clearance, and if he had publicly committed perjury in one of the most famous lies of our time, because that lie was exposed by Julian Assange and Ed Snowden within a month or two after that lie. We all knew he was lying. We played that clip over and over again, and boom, within one or two months, we had that document dumped. Snowden documents. Proved that he was lying. So let me ask you this. If they were going to investigate somebody for a security clearance, I was investigated once when I was an intern as an engineer. It was not a big deal. It was confidential, which is a very, very lowest level that you can do that I needed for that particular job. So they go around and they ask neighbors, you know this guy? Oh, yeah, he's lived here all of his life, blah, blah, blah. Ever been in any trouble? Ever done anything bad? You know, no, he's been clean, okay. What if they were to do that with James Clapper? You know this guy? Oh, yeah, he committed perjury on television in front of the Senate lying about violating the Bill of Rights. Okay, thanks. That's all we need to know. He wouldn't have even made confidential. And, of course, it was confidential that they sent the confidential violations that they sent that Navy sailor to jail after they let Hillary Clinton go for violating national security that was above top secret. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Take a look at the reaction of various people. We had clappers saying, well, I don't know, it was really very fair. The guy who just told us, yeah, Obama was behind the whole thing. He said, President Obama was responsible for that. It was he who tasked us to do the intelligence community assessment in the first place. If it weren't for Obama, we might not have done that. And what was it that they did? Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, the reactions that we're looking at this from the Democrats are expectedly over the top and partisan. You know, we have the Democrats now who want to nuclear war with the Russians so badly they can taste it. We used to have what we called mutual assured destruction. That was the escalation of nuclear weapons with both Russia and America. And we called that policy mad. It was madness. Let me tell you something. These people today aren't simply mad at President Trump because they lost. They are mad, as in insane. Now, we need to do a segment where we have One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we start playing the soothing music for people like Adam Schiff and Senator Wyden and John Heilman. We need to play this music for them and have Nurse Ratched come over the microphone and say, medication time, medication time. You guys maybe been off of your meds a little bit too long. You're screaming, Russia, 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 just like David Hogg. We talked about that yesterday. He put out a tweet and said, oh, you guys are going to walk away from the Democrat Party? You're a Russian agent. You know, walk away is a Russian movement. Rush away is a Russian movement. Repeated that like 10 times, as much as he could, to fill up a tweet. I mean, this is the insanity. You know, that's one of the hallmarks of insanity. You keep saying the same thing over and over again. You don't know what you're saying. It's medication time, Democrats. It's medication time. Time to take some of your meds. We got Ron Wyden saying, I would not rule out impeachment if Trump strips these crooks of their security clearance. Now, look, one of the guys that we're talking about here is James Clapper, who lied to Ron Wyden's face. And Ron Wyden doesn't want James Clapper's security clearance taken. Are you kidding me? Ron Wyden let this guy go without having any perjury charges against him. And I've played for you in the past the clips from Michael Hayden when he talked to Washington and Lee law students. Same town where they have the red hen and they threw Sarah Huckabee Sanders out. Washington Lee University invited Michael Hayden in. And he made that clip that I play all the time. We're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. You know, people like President Trump. People that aren't going to be vassals of the deep state. And one of the things that he said, one of the other things that he said there, was he said, I don't blame James Clapper one bit. Ron Wyden put him on the spot. Ron Wyden, his staff, and all the staff of all the other senators knew that we were surveilling the American public. And he forced them into lying under oath. It's like, well, you've already lied when you took an oath to the Constitution, and then you broke it, right? I mean, you know, to say that it was Ron Wyden's fault, because he exposed that. But let me tell you where Ron Wyden has. I have always spoken highly of Ron Wyden for doing that. I think he did the right thing there. But he doesn't do the right thing too often. It's just like, you know, when President Trump does the wrong thing, I will criticize him. When Ron Wyden does the right thing, I'll criticize him. Ron Wyden doesn't do the right thing too often. President Trump doesn't do it, do the wrong thing too often. But, you know, we have to, you got the clip? Which one? Which one have you got? Okay, let's play the clip where he blames Ron Wyden for having James Clapper lie under oath. Here's Michael Hayden blaming Ron Wyden.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA
They're still talking about dossiers.
Any type of data at all? On millions or hundreds of millions of
Americans.
This
is like 5 years ago.
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Okay, and I thought we had the clip of Hayden saying that, but that's okay. You heard that, and you heard how they're using dossier. You know, they drag this little red herring. Oh, look, I've got a dossier. It is so convenient for these spooks to use things like that. Oh, it's a dossier. So bow down and worship me. I'm speaking from authority here. This is tradecraft, spycraft. You got the Hayden clip ready. Let's play Hayden.
Not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear. Okay, NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
That's right. And they're interested not only in President Trump, but they're interested in you. They're interested in you as part of the crowd. Is this whole narrative about Russia, 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 is that working or not? Well, they can look at your metadata. They can look at discussions and say, well, it's not working. I think we need to have David Hogg tweet that out repeatedly. Maybe that'll help. No, that didn't work either. Let's see. Maybe we can get somebody at DNCNN to do it. Maybe we can get somebody at MSDNC to do it. And they look at how you respond to their inputs. That's the metadata. That's what they're really interested in. And they're interested in throwing out President Trump. And so you got Ron Wyden saying now, I would not rule out impeachment if President Trump throws out this crook who lied to me to my face, Michael Hayden, who blamed me for asking him a question whether he was violating the Constitution and his constitutional oath. Hayden says, I blame Ron Wyden. He shouldn't have done that. So Ron Wyden, this craven little coward, comes out here and says, if you take away the security clearance of these two crooks, then I think we ought to impeach President Trump. What a partisan little coward he is. Here's another partisan little coward, Adam Schiff. Trump security clearances threat is what you see in an authoritarian regime. Let's play that clip, video three.
Today's action suggesting that we will punish critics of the president by stripping them of their security clearance, that is not what you see in a democracy. That is exactly what you see in authoritarian regimes. And we couldn't have a more timely proof of why this resolution is necessary than what I consider despicable action, and that is to try to silence critics by affecting their potential livelihood, by affecting other presidents in the future ability to tap the expertise of people who've dedicated their lives to protecting this country, to talk about stripping clearances from people who have spent decades in the military.
All right, let's hold that guy. Can't take any more of him. What he is doing there is putting out verbatim the same talking point that NPR is putting out. Headline from NPR. Trump wants to revoke security clearances of ex-officials who have criticized him. People who have criticized him. So he says, this is the kind of stuff you see in authoritarian regimes. You criticize somebody, you get fired, you get your security clearance done. No, it's beyond criticizing him. Let me just remind you of what came out of the Washington Post, out of Reuters the last couple of days. Here's a Washington Post columnist. God bless the deep state. An op-ed written by Pulitzer Prize-winning Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson. He said, God bless him. With a supine Congress that is unwilling to play the role it is assigned by the Constitution, this deep state stands between us and the abyss. Yeah, let's throw them out. So he's saying, you know, they are the ones who are going to save us from President Trump. Let's get a little bit more explicit here. Here's Reuters, an op-ed piece from Tim Weiner. He says, Trump has attacked U.S. intelligence agencies. Expect them to strike back. This was just a couple of days ago. He said, the foundations of American national security are under assault. The battle lines are drawn. On one side stands the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the CIA, the NSA, and on the other, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Donald Trump's appalling performance in Helsinki was a subversive act. And they will take him down. Expect them to strike back. He's calling for an overthrow of the government. He's saying these are the guys who are going to overthrow it. These former officials there. These are not people who merely criticize President Trump. These are people that the press, the establishment, is actively encouraging to overthrow the government. We'll be right back.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line and so are you. We are the resistance.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Amazing story about a man who was trying to get taken off of the kill list. An American citizen who's been put on the kill list. This is the kill list that was created by Obama. Very excited about that, working with John Brennan. This is before they set up a kill list for the Trump administration. They called it the disposition matrix. That sounds a little bit better than kill list, doesn't it? And I guess you could say that they have a disposition matrix for people in the Trump administration as well. You know, once you start down this path, they come after people big and small. We've seen the corruption of the Justice Department, the FBI, at the Bundy situation, at the Hammond situation with Ross Ulbricht, with people like just so many different individuals. You know, New Jersey Weed Man, that was not a federal case, but in a sense it was. It was a UN prohibition of marijuana. He used jury nullification to stop that. We had a pardon stop the persecution of the Hammonds. We had a whistleblower stop the unjust persecution of the Bundys. Ross Ulbricht is still in jail. They're coming after Julian Assange in violation of the First Amendment. That's what they're working on right now. So when you allow them to slip the controls that put a check on them, yeah, we call that negative rights. You know what? Negative rights are the most important rights. Positive rights is what the socialists like to call it, right? They say, well, you have a right to free health care. You have a right to free food and free education and free everything, college degree. Those are positive rights. Negative rights are when we say to the government, you may not take away my free speech. You may not take away my right to defend myself. You may not invade my home without a reason and a search warrant and so forth. Those are negative rights. Those are rights that we have because we do negative prohibitions to the government. That is the biggest threat to our rights. We don't get stuff from the government. All these governments that say they're going to give you free stuff, they just take away your freedom in the long run. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour, how that is looking. But before we do, and before we get into this kill list and the greatest hits of the CIA, I'm going to precede the kill list with that. Before we get into all that, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a way to put silver on cuts and burns. Silver is very effective at stopping bacteria and viruses. And with a gel, you can use it topically. It isn't going to roll off. We've got other forms of silver. We have dental products, Super Blue Line, toothpaste, mouthwash, even a spray. This gel will keep the silver in place. We also have Silver Bullet, a colloidal silver that you can take orally. That's $9.95. That's part of a special as well. And we have 50% off of that new product before I move on. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is 25% off. We also have several products that are 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have BioTrue Selenium. We have Alpha Power. All of those, 50% off. Again, the selenium is organic. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a drink mix of multivitamins and minerals. We also have Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many of our most popular products deeply discounted at this time. All right, before we get into this kill list, I just, in tribute to John Brennan, who is really the one behind all of this, Wall Street Journal even said this last week, truth was irrelevant, he said. Wall Street Journal asked, was Brennan's actions the real treason, as we look at all of this information, as he circulated this stuff around. He was the guy at the center. You know, let's get some information. Let's plant some stories in the press. Let's take that and we'll get a letter to Harry Reid, because I can't even get Clapper to sign in on that. So maybe we can put some pressure on Harry Reid and get him to pressure Clapper, and then they can go to the FISA warrant and so forth. Let's remember how we got the FISA court, right? Here's an article from Zero Hedge a couple of days ago. Democratic institutions? Oh, yeah, that's what they're defending. 10 lessons from history that will destroy your trust in the CIA. Let's go back to the historic Church Committee hearings. They just recently had some declassified information. Muckrock is a FOIA, Freedom of Information collective, that goes through declassified CIA stuff. And they found this as the famous Church Committee hearings were taking place. They said, decades before Donald Trump infamously compared the CIA to Nazi Germany, the National Security Council made its own allusion to the Holocaust. The difference was that in the NSC version, it was the CIA that was cast as the potential victim of a final solution that might be imposed by Congress in response to the exposure of the agency's illegal and improper activities. What were they doing? What were they doing in the 1960s that caused the Church Committee hearings and the less famous Pike Committee hearings of the House? They were doing dragnet surveillance of the American people in violation of the Constitution. And that's why you had that. Yeah, they talked about the assassination stuff, and that was a sensational thing. You know, when they held up the heart attack gun, and they talked about all the different coups that they had done and the attempted assassinations of Castro. Everybody wanted to know, were they the ones who assassinated JFK? That was what the public focused on. But the center of all of this was illegal surveillance of the American public without a search warrant. That's why they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They said, we're going to let you, CIA, NSA, do foreign intelligence surveillance. Emphasis on foreign. That means that the person has to be a non-American citizen and they have to be abroad. Even if it's a foreign citizen here in the United States, you're not allowed to do this. And so we're going to set up this court that's going to be sensitive to intelligence issues so you can come and do this stuff. And what did they do? They inverted that thing. They used it as a tool to get dragnet surveillance of the American public. They used it as a tool to try to overthrow the election, to come after the Trump administration. So the very thing that was set up to stop them from doing what they were famously exposed with the lies from James Clapper, exposed by Snowden and by Julian Assange, the very things that they were supposed to stop, they used the FISA court to permit it. But let's talk about the top 10 CIA histories. Number one, or number 10, Operation Paperclip. You remember that? When they brought in all of the crooks, criminals from Nazi Germany. These are people who had experimented on humans, done heinous crimes. Well, we brought them in so they could be the foundation and the backbone of our missile program and our biological and chemical warfare programs. Operation Northwoods, the forerunner of 9/11, where they had talked about they were going to use fake false flag terror attacks against public areas. They were going to fly planes into buildings and then blame them on Cuba. That's been declassified. That was Operation Northwoods. And we can talk about that quite a bit. We could do a whole program on Operation Northwoods and the aftermath of it. I think it led directly to the assassination of President Kennedy. But it was vetoed by President Kennedy, so they did not like him. Anyway, we had the coup of Allende in Chile. We had the coup of Iran that has given us decades of Ayatollahs after it gave us an authoritarian Shah of Iran. And the CIA trained Sabak, who committed a reign of terror against the Iranians. You want to know why they chant death to America every day? That's the blowback from our CIA policies, our CIA coup. Then we had Operation Mockingbird, where they control the press. Oh, that's stopped, right? No, I don't think it did, actually. If you look at the mainstream media, I think the DNCNN and the MSDNC are still part of Operation Mockingbird. Of course, then we had mass surveillance. As I said, they used the very tool that was supposed to constrain them, FISA, and they used it for mass surveillance. We had the incubator baby situation. The lady who said, look, these horrible Iraqis are taking babies off of incubators. Well, no. She was the daughter of a Kuwaiti ambassador. She never had volunteered at a hospital, hadn't seen any babies, hadn't seen any soldiers, hadn't seen any incubators. We had COINTELPRO. That was the FBI spying on everybody, infiltrating places, surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, disrupting domestic political organizations. Still doing that, aren't they? Project MK Ultra, where they did mind control experiments. Now they've gotten a lot more sophisticated, and they're trying to do it electronically and wirelessly instead of that clumsy stuff with LSD and drugs and psychiatrists and so forth. You know, you can get rid of, you know, nobody likes to use books anymore, and, you know, they get rid of Catcher in the Rye. Yeah, we had MK Ultra, we had the Monarch experiments. These are the people who created LSD for us. And then number one, the Iraq War, weapons of mass destruction. What we are seeing now happening with Iran is a repeat, a replay of the Iran War. They're not even bothering to change the rhetoric that they're using to try to start this thing up. That's what they're doing. Weapons of mass destruction. See, we've got the proof right here. You can trust the CIA. You don't trust the CIA? Yeah, neither do I. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to save until the next segment the story of the American who has survived five drone strikes and is suing the government to be taken off of John Brennan's kill list. Maybe that's what President Trump should do. Maybe he should sue the American government to be taken off of a Brennan's kill list. Maybe that's the way to get rid of this one. No, actually, we need to shut that thing down. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. We're going to be joined in the next hour with Eric Peters, and also with Alex Newman of The New American. Eric Peters, of course, an automobile and freedom writer. He writes about cars and about liberty. Those two things are intricately connected, folks. And we're going to talk about issues with both of them in terms of the global governance trying to take away our freedoms in certain areas and how the EPA has signed a pact with the devil, with the UN, to continue pushing this UN 2030 agenda. That's what's behind the banning of internal combustion engines, the banning of private cars that's being done throughout the world, and the pushing of everyone into these concentration camps that they call smart cities. So we'll be talking to both of them in the next hour on different aspects of the coming concentration camps of the 21st century, the UN 21st century UN Agenda 21. They've renamed it the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, but it's the same thing. They've just made it more specific. Let's talk in the time that we have here at the top of the hour about what's going on in Mexico. We've had the newly elected president there. I don't think he's taken office yet, Obrador. He had pledged in his campaign to put Trump in his place, but he sent a conciliatory letter to President Trump saying that they should work together on issues of trade, migration, development, security. President Trump welcomed the overture. He spoke kindly of him. He doesn't get any credit for that. it's what you do as a president. It's called diplomacy, right? Obrador said, "We managed to put our voters and our citizens at the center and to displace the political establishment. We have something in common. I would love to see them get together and solve some big overreaching issues." You know, the people in Italy voted for anti-establishment, anti-globalist candidates. One of them was leftist. One of them was conservative. In Italy, they actually put together a governing coalition in Italy. Maybe we can come up with some common ground here. I don't know. He's still pushing NAFTA and so forth. That might be a reworking of NAFTA. One thing that gives me hope is the fact that we've seen a couple of articles about how he has given his future interior ministry, because he hasn't taken office yet, carte blanche, they say, to explore the possibility of legalizing drugs in a bid to curb violent crime. Of course, that's the only thing that's going to do it. It's the UN agenda of drug prohibition. They created the war on drugs, not Richard Nixon. It was a UN agenda. It is a global agenda. And remember, when we first started having states in the start to legalize marijuana, the UN said, "You can't do that." The UN said, "You can't do that." And it's like, oh, just watch us. Just watch us. We don't take orders from you. As a matter of fact, Washington and Jeff Sessions don't have any authority to give us orders anyway. But Olga Cordero, a former Supreme Court judge who was tapped to lead the Interior Ministry, drew applause when she made the comment at a university seminar that was addressing brutal violence that has been fueled by their drug war. They've had anywhere from 30 to 50,000 people killed per year there, depending on who you get your figures from. They had more than 130 politicians who are running for office killed. The violence is out of control. It is destroying that country. And that war is going to come across the border in a real way. The drug war is a real war there. The most violence anywhere except out of Syria. And She said, on the subject of decriminalizing drugs, he told me, and I quote, carte blanche, whatever is necessary to restore peace in this country, let's open up the debate. It would include things like reduced sentences for criminals who help to shed light on unsolved crimes, such as the tens of thousands of missing persons in Mexico, having truth commissions to expose the CIA's involvement. Let me tell you something. He better watch out. If they try to stop the war on drugs, the CIA will kill him. And I'm serious about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about liberty and mobility. And so don't miss that. He's going to be with us in the next segment. I've talked and thrown this story out. This is a story that goes back to the 19th. So it was the middle of last week. And I've talked many times about how I was going to go over this story because it's a very, very important story. And I think as we're talking about John Brennan, the man who was at the center not only of the attempt to kill the Trump presidency, but he is also the person who has been at the center of Obama's kill list, the disposition matrix, as people like John Brennan like to lie about things, give them these nice little, prevaricating labels here. Here's a guy, and he was profiled in Rolling Stone magazine by Matt Taibbi, great reporter. His name is Bilal Abdul Karim. He's a black American citizen. He's been living for years in Syria. He has a small news organization. He happened to find himself in Aleppo during the waning days of the battle for the city. And I'll tell you the story of what happened there. Now, he is on the kill list. And you look at this and say, all right, well, you know, this guy's got a Muslim-sounding name. Why is he living in Syria in the middle of a civil war? You know, is he really a reporter? Is he working for the other side? You know, quite frankly, I don't know. I'm not saying this guy is innocent. I'm saying he deserves due process. And if you want to say, as a conservative, just kill him, I suspect that this guy is doing business with, trading with the enemy, then you're no better than John Brennan and James Clapper and these people who are calling President Trump a traitor. You don't throw stuff around. You don't throw these kind of labels like traitor around lightly. And you don't put somebody on a kill list until you give them due process. You don't kill them and then do the due process later. You don't take the guns and then do the due process later. You don't ever put somebody out for execution without doing due process. You're going to support that with this government? You're going to find yourself in the crosshairs. They're probably more afraid of you if you're a conservative than they are this guy, quite frankly. So he says, I'm there. I'm in a room full of desperate Free Syrian Army rebels. And one of the group half seriously raises the question of kidnapping. He says, I was understandably nervous. I was the only American inside this very small area. It was besieged. He said, all of a sudden, the talk turned ominous. One of the guys said, you know what? I heard you get $20,000 for kidnapping an American. He says, well, he says, he's the only American in the room, and everybody knows it. He's a black New Yorker with a loud belly laugh. He says, so you got nanoseconds to come up with some kind of response. He said, you don't want them to see you sweat. So this guy says, you know, I hear you can get $20,000 for an American. Says, all eyes turn to him. And he says, no, man, that's just for the white ones. He said the room roared with laughter. And he goes, I was like, whew. And he goes, all right, guys, I got to go. I'll see you later. He ducks out. Okay, but that wasn't the closest call he's had. Closest call he's had has been with John Brennan's drone program and Obama's drone program. And so this is a profile that, again, as I said, was Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi. He has survived five attempted drone strikes after winding up on the U.S. government's infamous kill list, the same kill list that was first introduced to the public via the New York Times just months before Nobel Prize winner Barack Obama was elected. It was John Brennan who was putting that together. Obama, the paper explained, had masterminded the list in the early days of his presidency. So it was just before he was, they put this together. Actually, this is just before he was reelected, placing him at the head of a committee that would effectively decide whether terror targets, some of whom could be innocent bystanders or even U.S. citizens, should be unilaterally murdered by U.S. drones. Let's understand that's what it is. And you create a disposition matrix for other people. These things have a way of just metastasizing, don't they? The cancer of being able to act like a banana republic. This is what they're saying. When Trump responds to crooks like John Brennan, liars and perjurers like James Clapper, you have Adam Schiff and these other people. Oh, this is what authoritarian regimes do. Oh, this is what banana republics do, say John Heilman. No, this is what they do. They murder people without due process. This is what their president started. And unfortunately, our president has not stopped. Now, he says he told Taibbi that after narrowly escaping death five times, more than one time, he said the missile that was meant for him accidentally killed innocent bystanders. He learned from a former source that he was on the U.S.'s disposition matrix. Instead of waiting for his home country to murder him, he got in touch with a nonprofit that was based in the UK, and he is now suing the US to try to have his name taken off the list. Let me tell you, one of the first stories that I covered when I came here to InfoWars was a guy who was flying to his wife in Japan. She was in the military. He was taking a military flight to Japan. He had just been vetted by the FBI, by the TSA. He was an airport worker. He was vetted for clearance by the TSA to work in airports. He was vetted for special weapons ownership by the FBI. He had passed all those things. He's flying to meet his wife, who is in the military, in Japan. The plane stops and changes in Hawaii. As that second plane is about to take off for the last leg of the trip to Japan, people come on board, and they drag him off and say, you're on a no-fly list. He's like, what? How can that be? I've been vetted for all these different things, and they just did it recently. How could I be on a no-fly list? Well, we don't know. We can't tell you. It's secret. How do I get off the no-fly list? We can't tell you. It's secret. So here he is stuck in Hawaii. He can't fly, so he's going to take a boat to get out of there. After a few weeks, he got some people to help him. They're in the military, and they were able to let him fly back to the United States. He still couldn't tell and couldn't get an answer from anybody if he was on a secret no-fly list or why he had ever been put on. So he couldn't know why he was put on, if he was still on, if he was off. Do we want to live in a country like that? Do we want to live in a country where they can do that to you on a kill list as well? And, of course, we got the Democrats who are out there saying, we need to take that no-fly list. Those people are dangerous, and we need to use that to have a no-buy list, which means you can't own guns. So we can just secretly, in a star chamber proceedings, we can put you on a list and say you can't move. We'll stop your transportation. That should worry you as we start to move forward into the 21st agenda of smart cities, the little high-tech concentration camps they've designed for you, where they will control all the transportation. We've already seen it happen in China that you can't move if they put you on the list. Then they can put you on a list where you can't buy a gun. They can put you on a list where you can't speak out on Facebook, or you get banned on social media, you get purged off of Google, and so forth. They can do all those things to you. They're doing it right now, folks. So he says he realized the first time the U.S. was after him was right before his third brush with death. And I just want to read this to you because it's kind of a detailed story here, but I don't have time for that. As they go through, after they talk about this, he said he heard this drone. He said he didn't pay attention to drones. He'd heard them a lot of times. He said, this one was like, I keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. It's very strange. And finally, he realizes it's following us. And about that time, he said they drove a mile or two. They parked to wait for an interview subject. Suddenly, a nearby SUV exploded. He said, I thought the earth had split. Our car was flipping into the air. I thought the car had fallen off somehow into the earth. But as Matt Taibbi points out, it's not a stretch to say that it's one of the most important lawsuits to ever cross the desk of a federal judge. The core of the Bill of Rights is in play. A wrong result could formalize a slide into authoritarianism, a slide into an authoritarian state, a slide into a banana republic with nuclear weapons. But the Democrats won't tell you that. They accuse Trump of that because he wants to remove the clearance of the people who created this abomination. Since that day, 9/11, we have given presidents enormous power. We give them power to make war, to torture, to detain indefinitely. And our entire legal system has been transformed on a variety of fronts. While America is obsessing over Russia and Stormy Daniels, this is what Barack Obama and John Brennan and the other Quislings have done to this country. They deserve far more than having their security clearance. These people should be taken up before a firing squad if there was any justice in this country.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar.
And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in this segment by Eric Peters. He has an auto site that talks about freedom of mobility and other types of freedom. It focuses on cars, does car reviews, as well as talking about liberty. And you can find that at epautos.com. Always interesting to have Eric Peters. I think he has some of the most clever articles anywhere on the net, always from a very hardcore freedom and liberty perspective. And he will give you an honest opinion on cars. If you're in the market for a car, he will give you an honest evaluation of it. Very witty, very frank and honest. And he's not going to gloss anything over because he's got a big corporate sponsor. As a matter of fact, he takes donations is the way that he runs it. So if you want a good independent opinion of cars, that's the place to go. But we're going to start out by talking about some liberty issues here, because that's really the essence of it. We're not going to do a car review. You can go there and find out if you want. If you're interested in an SUV or an economy car, even a hybrid, he will give you the straight stuff on those things. But we're going to talk about the bigger picture, the liberty issues. I was just talking about how we are metastasizing post 9/11 into these no-fly lists, these no-buy lists, or the no-ride list is going to be coming up next. It's already started in China, the beta test site for all this kind of control. We've got the you're going to die list, you know, the kill list, the disposition matrix that John Brennan and Obama put together. All these lists put together, you don't know that you're on it. You know what? You're on another list. You're on a list where you're going to be shoved into a smart city, a UN agenda for 2030. These high-tech concentration camps and ghettos that they're designing for you, where they're going to tax and track your every movement. If you're a good little boy or girl, they will let you move. They'll still track you and tax you. If they don't like what you're doing, just like in China right now, they'll cut down on your movement there. But there's other issues in it, and this is the way that they're coming at us right now. I'm going to talk in the next hour to Alex Newman of The New American, and we're going to talk about what the EPA is doing with the UN in terms of trying to conspire on the larger picture of the climate change treaties. That's where they come in, and not only reward particular industries and take them down. That's what the EPA has turned into. They used to be about pollution. Then they became about rewarding certain industries or certain individuals like Elon Musk, and then shutting down other entire industries or other individuals. The UN is getting involved at a larger level. They're going to, you know, they're always about wealth redistribution, right? Whether it's from one company or one industry to another. Well, the UN and their climate change agenda was about redistributing wealth from one country, ours, to other countries, mostly China, but also India and others. So I want to talk to Eric. We've got a couple of articles on his site. Eric, before we get into these other issues, I want to hit the one that you've got, the monkey waves his paw, because I want people to understand how pervasive this censorship that is being put down on the web is right now. Even somebody who talks about cars and does car reviews, because you do talk about it in the broader perspective of liberty, you've been getting some threats from Google in terms of placing ads on your site, haven't you?
That's right. As you know, Google pretty much has a monopoly on advertising online. Mm-hmm. And if you don't conform to their standards and policies, which are never actually specified, they'll hit you with what they characterize as a violation. Of course, the violation is never specified, And on the basis of that violation, they will either blacklist you or they will remove any Google ads that are on your site, or they'll demonetize you. I'm sure you're familiar with that term.
Oh, yeah. They did that to us a long time ago. They banned us from putting our ads on other sites. They banned other sites from putting their ads on ours. And then that wasn't good enough for them. Now we got Democrats on a regular basis saying, how much longer is it going to take you to ban Facebook from Google, to ban Facebook, or to ban InfoWars from Facebook, to ban InfoWars from Google and so forth? They're begging them for this on a regular basis.
That's right. And, well, the way that I found to get around that is simply to not depend on Google advertising for the revenue that supports the site and lets me do what I do. I just appeal directly to people out there who are reading the articles and who like the site and think that it's worth supporting. And if they want to, they can send in a couple of bucks through PayPal or in the mail. And so far, so good. It's worked.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's the model I think we're going to have to go to, because they're not going to let us sell anything. I mean, we set up our own sites. That's what we do here. The way we fund our operation is to sell our own products. But good luck to you. Let's talk first about this new article that just came out today, Trump derangement syndrome on nitrates. Because you're talking about what President Trump has done or talking about doing in terms of shutting down some of this escalation of the corporate average fuel economy fraud. And you talk about the over-the-top reaction from the press. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there apparently is breaking news that this week the administration will announce that they are going to at least dial back and possibly rescind entirely a regulatory edict that that was issued in the last months of the Obama presidency. That would kick up the corporate average fuel economy mandate to 50-something miles per gallon, almost doubling what it currently is. And that effectively would, by regulatory fiat, outlaw almost every car on the road right now that isn't a hybrid or an electric car. Not formally outlaw it, but make it so expensive to build and sell that effectively they wouldn't be able to sell them anymore, and they'd have to start selling these hybrids and electric cars.
And now, I think that's very important, Eric. Let me jump in here and say, because what we're seeing happening throughout the UK and Germany and other places in Europe, we're seeing them come in city by city. They're coming in with outright bans of any internal combustion engines. So first they start with the diesels, and then they come and say, we're not going to allow diesels in here. First they're going to tax them really heavily. Then they say, then we're going to ban them. Then they come in and put other things on your being able to park it. They started in London. Now they're expanding that out. And so we're seeing this across Europe to the degree that BMW is actually saying, hey, if you buy our car and they ban it, we'll let you get full credit towards trading it into some kind of electronic thing that satisfies bureaucrats. So there they do an outright ban. Here
That's
in
right.
America, we're more stealthy about it, aren't we?
Well,
we come in and we do it with by saying you're going to have to get some unrealistic increase in fuel economy tomorrow, or we're not going to allow these things to be sold, or they're going to be so expensive that you won't be able to buy it.
Well, the problem is, you know, they continue to present this as the government doing buyers a favor. The government is protecting the buyer from the evil machinations of the car industry, which would only sell, quote-unquote, gas hogs to the public, which is fatuous. If people demanded high-efficiency cars, and if that's all they wanted, obviously there would be money in it, and the manufacturers would build cars like that. And, in fact, they do build cars like that. The problem is, from the point of view of these regulatory ayatollahs, not all the cars are like that. A lot of people prefer a bigger vehicle or a more powerful vehicle, and they vote with their pocketbooks, and they buy those vehicles instead.
Yeah, so, look at what Ford is doing. They're only going to be selling, like, Mustangs and maybe, like, one little Fusion model or something, because nobody's buying anything but trucks and SUVs.
Right.
They don't care about fuel economy.
But that's
not
right.
In America. Yeah.
So what they're doing now, and this is just really subtle, and I have to give them credit, it's maliciously devious and genius. They are attempting to reframe it not as an issue of fuel economy, but as an emissions control issue. Every time you hear this issue discussed in the mainstream press, they talk about it now in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, and they're trying to shame people into hybrids and electric cars, implying that if you don't buy into this, that you're basically pouring motor oil into a storm sewer.
And they want you to buy an external combustion engine because you're going to get the electricity from a power plant that for the most part is going to be burning fossil fuels. That's really the way that it works, folks. Either that or nuclear waste that we can store for a few thousand years. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work
is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Peters, you can find him on epautos.com, a great site for information about cars and about the freedom of mobility. You know, that's not something that's enshrined in our Constitution. But if you're an American, you understand how cars have made us freer. not just more prosperous. Yeah, it was great. You know, when the Democrats didn't have control of Detroit, it was the engine of our economy. They've managed to drive that into the ground, but it is still essential to our freedoms to be able to move and go anywhere we want. Just take a look at the airport. You like the way that works? Imagine that if the TSA has its way, they're going to impose those kind of controls on us everywhere. They're going to force us into their little cities that have been prescribed for us by the UN, and they're going to control our movements just as the Chinese government is doing right now. Tracking your every movement, taxing your every movement, that is the plan that they have on store for you. And they're going to do it in a very, very subtle way, as Eric was pointing out. They're going to come after you with the mandates on fuel economy. You know, in Europe, they just come out and say, sorry, you can't have a car. You can't have an internal combustion engine of any sort, gasoline or diesel. Here, they're going to say, well, you know, we have to protect the environment. And Eric, when you're in this article here, Trump derangement syndrome, you quote an article here, and I'll let you respond to this because you pull this apart in your article, this one statement here from Bloomberg saying the proposal expected to be released this week amounts to a frontal assault on one of President Obama's signature regulatory programs to curb emissions that contribute to climate change. Pull that apart for us.
Well, yeah, it's a very, very interesting package dealing. In the first place, the regulation, as we were discussing earlier, is CAFE, Corporate Average Fuel Economy Mandate. And that dates back to the 1970s when Congress passed something called the Energy Policy Conservation Act, which also gave us, by the way, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. But at that time, it was all about responding to the gas lines and the OPEC oil embargo. So it was about energy. It was never about emissions.
It was about fuel rationing at the time, because I still got the magazines.
And about conservation. And the point is, though, that Obama was probably, what, about 14 years old at the time that CAFE was passed. So it's not his signature regulatory achievement. It's something that predates his presidency by about 40 years in the first place. And in the second place, CAFE is exclusively and solely about dictating fuel economy standards to the car companies. It has absolutely nothing to do with emissions of any kind, whether greenhouse or otherwise.
That's right. That's right. When we go back to the 1970s, like you're talking about, you know, the big freak out that everybody was having, we had fuel rationing and so forth. We had Jimmy Carter. And others were, you know, by the end of the 70s, they were saying, we're going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s. There's not going to be any oil or natural gas. You know, there's only so much oil on the ground. Sooner or later, there will be none around. That's the old song from Tower of Power.
Yep.
And, you know, they're saying you can't cut loose without that juice. So we're going to have to get our CAFE standards up, our corporate average fuel economy, because there's not going to be any oil by the mid to late 1980s. I've still got the magazines. I've shown them many times on air, because when I saw that, I was in college, and I said, are they kidding us? I mean, that was my first bona fide fake news moment there. It's like, these guys have totally jumped the shark with that narrative, and that was the lie of that day. Now we've got other canards. Now we've got the environment and global warming that they're trying to solve.
Well, they've got a big problem, because right now fuel costs something like $2.40 a gallon for unleaded nationally. And despite all of the increased regulatory costs on refiners, and despite the fact that federal and state motor fuel taxes are now higher than they were back in 1965, let's say, adjusted for inflation, gas today is cheaper than it was 50 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
So
underscore that. Despite the fact they've added all their taxes, we still have been able to lower the cost of production so that the net result is cheaper, even though they've added a ton of new taxes.
Sure. And if you think about it, it's just a simple it's economics 101. If something is inexpensive, if the price of a thing goes down, that means there's plenty of it, or there's certainly no shortage of it. So this idea that we're about to run out of oil anytime soon, I think, is ludicrous on the face of it. But that presents these people with a real problem: how to justify constantly kicking up these force-fed fuel economy fatwas. Well, the way they're doing it is to reframe it as an issue of environmentalism, of saving the planet, and that you're a moral cretin if you don't believe that the government should be forcing us all into hybrids and electric cars.
Well, look at what they did to President Trump at the EU meeting and so forth, because he got out of the Paris Climate Accord. And yet he understands exactly what that's about. That is not about saving the planet. If you're going to save the planet, you don't give China and India, the people who are producing the dirtiest stuff in the biggest quantities, you don't give them a free pass for several decades. It was about wealth redistribution between nations.
That's
it was
exactly
about economic
right.
management. Even most of the environmentalists who have bought into the Chicken Little analysis are saying, that's not going to help. It's not going to help. And it wouldn't help. And if we look at the latest figures coming out, we see that we have hit a 67-year low in CO2 emissions as they measure. So by their own metric, we are doing better than Europe. We're doing better than China, than India, than the rest of the world. We have cut our per capita CO2 emissions have fallen by 0.5%, while in Europe they've gone up 2.5%, and China they've gone up 1.5%. So we're doing much better than they are. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the Paris Climate Accord. It has absolutely nothing to do with these CAFE lists. It is simply a way of them, an excuse for them to exercise regulatory control over us as individuals and over our economy as a nation.
Yeah, and these facts are beginning to leach out, and I think that accounts for the disproportionate hysteria, and I think that's the right word now, of the people who are pushing this, and those people include the mainstream media. They are desperate at this point to figure out some way to get this agenda across in the face of more and more people becoming aware of the facts and beginning to question things.
Yeah. When we look at production costs, for example, it just came out last week that Texas is on track within a couple of years to be the number three supplier in the world. Just what's coming out of Texas, not the United States collectively, but just Texas alone could be the third largest producer after only Saudi Arabia and Russia.
That's right.
In just a couple of years.
That's right. And you and I can remember when we were told by the peak oil proselytizers that we were going to be living sort of a post-apocalyptic Mad Max searching for gasoline kind of scenario by 1980.
That's right. Yeah, I've got the magazines to prove it. And that was all that peak oil stuff was coming from the oil companies and from the CIA. And it was very self-serving. I still remember, you know, Sinclair Gas, where they had the dinosaur and all this other kind of stuff. All this stuff that was fossil fuels. I don't believe it's fossil fuels. I think it's organic fuels. You can make oil out of any organic substances. And I think it's continually being made. I mean, just look at diamonds. You know, they just found an incredible amount of new diamonds. But don't tell anybody, because De Beers will be really upset, just like Exxon will be really upset if they lose their monopoly.
When I first heard that they were discovering oil at depths of 30,000 feet, that gave me pause and caused me to reflect and reconsider this whole idea, you know, that we've been told since we were little kids that oil is basically the decomposition product of dead dinosaurs and algae blooms. You don't get oil in 30,000-foot depths that way. It's just not possible.
That's right. So that is the approach that they're using. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the other approach that they use. You know, it's not just about manipulating and controlling the economy based on these false narratives of either we're going to run out of oil or the world is going to melt down. You know, we just had a poll come out last couple of days where they asked people what the biggest problems ahead of us are. Well, guess what? Out of 36 problems named, nobody named climate change. So that horse is not being bought by anybody. That dog is not hunting is actually the one I meant to use. But anyway, we're going to talk when we come back about how the EPA and how the federal government is also used not just to transfer power from one country to the other, but from one individual to another. I haven't focused for a while on Elon Musk, and he has had a long list of tragedies affect him personally here. And this guy is very newsworthy. He is kind of a combination of Enron and Maddow and what was the guy that did the scam? Anyway, he's a combination of P.T. Barnum. All these different things rolled into one. And so we're going to talk to Eric Peters when we come back, because he's one of the first guys to expose him as the king of crony capitalism. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters of epautos.com, a site where he reviews cars and talks about liberty. And we've been talking about the CAFE standards that President Trump is about to roll back, the MPG regulations. And as Eric correctly pointed out, they're trying to make it now about emissions. It was never about emissions. It was about rationing fuel back in the 1970s when they were lying to everybody. The canard of the day, the way they were gaslighting us for control, was to say, we're going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s. No, that didn't happen. Now they're saying the world is going to melt down with climate change and global warming. No, that's not happening either. So the lies that they use for control morph from time to time. But, the control tactics and the ultimate goals remain the same. So we want to talk this segment about what is happening in terms of crony capitalism and trying to shut down some industries like the coal industry or shut down internal combustion engines while we reward certain other technologies. Look, I don't have a problem with electronic vehicles. If they want to make them so that people want to buy them, that's fine. If you want to buy an electric vehicle, good for you. Don't make me pay for it. Don't take my money at the point of a gun and give it to somebody else. And that's what we're going to be talking about here. The crony capitalism, the socialism at the heart of this. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a way to get nano silver on your surface cuts and scrapes and burns. It fights bacteria as well as virus. We've got a lot of other silver products. Our toothpaste has nano silver in it to fight bacteria and virus in your mouth as well as a mouthwash. But this is something that you can use topically, and it'll stay there. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, 25% off as part of our introductory special. We also have Brain Force, still 50% off, but not for much longer. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our vitamins and minerals drink mix. That's 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. That's organic selenium. And Alpha Power, 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, and we need it. Because like everybody else that talks about freedom or liberty or is a conservative or libertarian in their perspective, we're being censored and attacked and banned and shadow banned by Google, by Facebook, by others. So we really do appreciate your support. All right, Eric, let's talk about what's going on with Elon Musk. Because like I was saying, as we're going to break, I call him Madoff because I couldn't think of Madoff, you know, Bernie Madoff. Yeah, the Ponzi schemes that we have there, as well as the P.T. Barnum aspect of this. A lot of chickens have come home to roost in the last few weeks, but you were one of the first people out there to start talking about the massive subsidies.
Yeah.
And I think at the time you talked about it, it was only about $4 billion that he had gotten, which is pretty amazing when you think about President Trump's fortune that he's accumulated over a lifetime. Elon Musk has gotten about that much money in free subsidies from the government. I think is now up to like $5 billion or something like that.
I think it's $5.4 billion to date. And Tesla's been milking the taxpayers now for 15 years and has yet to earn an honest dollar. But I think the chickens are coming home to roost. I think Elon is on the verge of imploding. He is making a spectacle of himself in public by making erratic and bizarre comments. For example, and this doesn't have to do with cars, but the kids who were in that cave, he accused one of the rescuers of being a pedophile on Twitter because he declined to accept whatever harebrained scheme he presented to rescue the kids.
That's what I'm saying. He's like a P.T. Barnum. You know, it's a big PR stunt, and because they just shut him down, it's like, that isn't going to work. That has absolutely nothing to do with this. And these guys are out there risking their lives, and then he calls the guy a pedo.
Yeah, and more seriously, a few weeks ago, a number of very serious Wall Street analysts, investment people, had a press conference with him, and they asked some pointed, serious questions. And he was rude and dismissive. Just referring to them essentially as idiots and morons. Next question, acting like an immature 14-year-old. And immediately after that press conference, Tesla's stock began to tank, and it's continued to tank ever since. As all of the various promises that he's made, it's becoming increasingly obvious he simply never meets these promises. He just promises and promises, and nothing ever is delivered.
Absolutely. Now, over the weekend, we had the New York Post, Maureen Callahan, and the title of that article was Elon Musk is a Total Fraud. And she was going over some of these things that you're just talking about here. But then things got even worse for him. We have, starting with, I think it was Sunday, Tesla was asking suppliers for cash back to help them turn a profit. This is his business model. This is his sense of entitlement. And this is not a Steve Jobs who is out there coming up with a new product. He does have a reality distortion field around him. He does have a lot of fanboys who follow everything that he does. And I always get, we'll get a lot of hate comments, I guarantee you, when they watch this segment. But he is always about getting subsidized either from the government or now from his suppliers because he's entitled to this. He admitted, he called himself a socialist, but he said, I'm not a bad socialist.
Yeah.
Bad socialists are the ones who take money and put it into non-productive stuff. And it's like, well, I don't know how you define your Tesla business model here, but I think any kind of redistribution like that is crony capitalism, it is socialism, and it always leads to the money being malinvested.
Yes, and with regard to the fanboy thing, here's an interesting fact. Something like 24% of the people, the fanboys, who put down a deposit on the much-touted Model 3, the supposedly affordable Tesla, have asked for their money back.
Yeah, that is the coming wave of illiquidity that is coming his way. That's why he's asking his suppliers for cash back to keep them above water. But we've had some of the people who have, one of the reasons, Eric, that they're asking for their money back is because after they hit a certain number of vehicles sold, I think it's 200,000, all of a sudden the government subsidy of these vehicles drops.
Yeah, the $7,500 per car subsidy drops or goes away.
That's right. And these are people who are spending over $100,000, maybe $150,000 for some of these expensive vehicles. And yet you and I, who can't afford a car like that, are having to pay taxes so these rich people can get their cars subsidized. And then the people who thought they were going to get a $35,000 Model 3, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
He said, we can't do that. That is going to bankrupt us. Meanwhile, the subsidy is running out.
Yep.
So even the people who buy the fully loaded Model 3 that's going to cost $60,000, $70,000, whatever it is with all the fully loaded thing, they're not going to get the subsidy either. So people are pulling back on their deposits.
Something that I've been writing about but which has not been reported generally, which I think is going to be one of the next shoes to drop on Musk, is that the touted affordable Tesla, that's the $35,000 Tesla, is not being produced. The only one that he's producing right now is the $40,000 Tesla, and again, that's heavily subsidized. But you're talking about a car now that's equivalent in price to something like a Lexus GS350 or even a Mercedes E-Class. So it's a car for very affluent people.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I'm with you. I think it's beyond obnoxious. It's haltingly obscene that average Americans who work for a living are mulcted to provide the tax revenue so that very affluent people can virtue signal their earth friendliness driving around in an electric Tesla luxury sports sedan.
That's right. So they can drive around in California and impress their friends going down Rodeo Drive. You know, look at me. I'm environmentally friendly. But when we're talking about production, there's an interesting story that popped up again over the weekend. Why are thousands of Teslas sitting in a field in California? And they've got an organization. These guys are on Twitter. I Spy Tesla. And they go around, they look at the tent factory that he set up and so forth. Now, Elon Musk said, we made our goal. We factory gated. He said, not only did we factory gate 5,000 Model 3s, but we also achieved the S and X production targets and so forth, right? Well, everybody was scratching their head and saying, what is a factory gated vehicle? Well, it turns out this is a vehicle that comes out of the factory and is put behind a gate somewhere in a field. And they found it. They said they found thousands of vehicles being stored in a field, and they gave the address of where this place is in California, Lathrop, California. They took pictures of it. They found the address of it. And so these are vehicles which most likely have so many flaws that he can't sell them until
he
reworks them. That's what we've heard from people on the inside.
That's right. Well, even the Tesla fanboys, you can go on YouTube, for example, and just do a quick search, and you'll find it. There are loyal Tesla fans who post apologetic videos. They'll talk about, oh, I love my car, but, and then they'll show you the poor panel fitment. They'll talk about all of the problems they've had with the car, how they've had to bring it back in for this and that and the other thing. If it were any other car company, if it were Ford or GM that had the quality control issues that Tesla has, Consumer Reports would be talking about it 24/7. There probably would be congressional hearings. There'd be recalls. It would ruin the
That's
company.
Right.
But again, Musk gets away with it because he virtue signals as the purveyor of these environmentally friendly electric cars.
And because he has pushed the self-driving narrative, which is what the establishment wants.
That too.
But the key thing is that the free market provides the quality control, folks. And whenever you start to subsidize something, it is inevitably going to end up like Tesla. It's going to end up like Solyndra. You subsidize people who don't have to respond to the marketplace. Thank you. EPautos.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, let's talk about socialism. Let's talk about the current poster child. North Korea we could talk about. But let's talk about Venezuela. They have now surpassed the legendary inflation of the Weimar Republic. Remember during the Great Depression, the German Weimar Republic, and how they were having to carry, wheelbarrows full of cash to buy a loaf of bread, you know, the famous inflation that they had there. Well, now it's even worse than that in Venezuela. January of this year, the IMF projected that Venezuela would have 13,000% inflation this year. Flashback to just 2 weeks ago, says Zero Hedge, and they had upped it from 13,000% to 482,000% because food prices had soared 183% in just 1 month. Okay, so that was 6 months ago, it was 13,000%. 2 weeks ago, it was 482,000%. And now, according to the latest IMF forecast, it is 1,000,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner right here. 1,000,000% inflation. Why do they have this? Well, because they are applying Ocasio-economics. Ocasio-Cortez, the poster child for the Democrat Party. Who just comes out and says, well, we need to give people free this, free that, everything. Open the borders. Everybody in the world come in, and we'll give everybody, as many people as want to come in, as well as all the Americans, we will give you all free stuff. You know, free housing, free education, all the way through college and so forth. We're going to give you free health care. And we're going to give you a raise, a minimum wage raise. Well, that's all what has been done by Venezuela. And the Bernie Sandinistas down there, they have printed money. They've raised the minimum wage. And it still means that a doctor can afford 3 cups of coffee at the coffee store in a month. I don't know how the other people eat. Well, I do know how they eat. They chase down dogs and cats in the street so that they can eat. But that is what has happened. They said Venezuela's hyperinflation has officially surpassed the Weimar Republic's, where the highest recorded monthly inflation was only 29,500%. In other words, prices doubled every 3.7 days. Nearly, you know, a little bit more than doubling every 4 days. No, this is quite a bit more now. They're going to go up 1,000,000%. In addition to record-breaking hyperinflation, the IMF also expects the Venezuelan economy to contract by 15% this year. Think about what a difference it has made in the American economy when we've gone from growth that was flat or no growth to maybe about 1% during the Obama years, 1% a year. All of a sudden now we're up to like 3 or 4%. Much better economy, isn't it? Imagine if the economy was shrinking by 15%. This is Depression era stuff. This is stuff that none of us alive have ever experienced here in America. My parents experienced it going through the Great Depression. It really is a formative experience, the generation that went through the Great Depression. But we haven't experienced anything like that. But we will if the Democrat Party has its way. If people like Ocasio-Cortez give us their economics. Oh, all we need is free stuff and increase the minimum wage and print more paper money. Problem solved. Not a problem at all. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at socialism. You know, we've had a couple of very high-profile cases in the UK, the much-vaunted system. I remember seeing a tweet from somebody trashing President Trump. How dare you come to Winston Churchill's birthplace and you trash our beloved national health system and so forth and trash NATO and so forth? Well, you know what? Winston Churchill was voted out because he didn't like the welfare state, first of all. But when we look at the couple of babies that have died because not only could national health system in the UK not provide for them, when they could get health care other places like the United States because we do have a competitive system, they wouldn't let them go because they owned them. They kept those babies there till they died. Well, finally, maybe they have learned. They let baby Oliver go to the U.S. for treatment, and he survived.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Alex Newman from The New American. He's going to be joining to talk about the UN joining with the EPA. These are the people who fought President Trump tooth and nail on the Paris Climate Accord. And, of course, Rex Tillerson with a big oil company. I had so many people when I posed Rex Tillerson's nomination to the State Department. As soon as I heard about it, I got on a Twitter flurry. And I said, he's got to be stopped. Everybody send tweets to President Trump. Warn him about this guy. He's not only pushed a gender fluidity pedophile agenda at the Boy Scouts, which is enough reason to do it, but where he is at the State Department, this guy is going to be pushing the climate change agenda, and he did. He pushed that against President Trump, kept President Trump from doing anything for that about 6 months. There were people that he was telling President Trump, you don't need to undo what Obama and Kerry have done. You can just leave it there. It's not a problem, and so forth. And it's a good thing. It'll be a PR fiasco if you take that out, so just leave it there. But there were some people at the EPA, at Trump's EPA, Scott Pruitt and others, who told him the truth. Who told President Trump, no, you've got to get rid of this. Even though it wasn't a legally signed treaty, it sets a very dangerous precedent, and it is going to be cemented in place if you leave this thing there. You've got to undo that. And President Trump did. Took about 6 months to do that. So Alex Newman is going to be joining us in the next segment to talk about how the UN is fighting back and trying to bring this back in and the reasons that they would want to bring it back in. As we were talking before we went to the break at the top of the hour, we're talking about the failure of socialism in Venezuela. Of course, their response is to print more paper money, to give away more free stuff, and to do all the things, you know, free health care, free college education, all the stuff that we're hearing from the Democrat socialists. It is Ocasio-Cortez economics, they haven't a clue as to what they're doing. It's that and abolish the borders everywhere. Got a clip from Gillibrand. This is the way the Democrats are going. Quite frankly, I don't think they have a snowball's chance in July here in Texas. It was 111, 112 yesterday here in Austin. I don't think they have a chance unless they rig the electronic voting machines. And I think all this panic is being fostered out there about Russia, Russia, Russia. Look, Russia hacked into the utility system again. I think they might have done that. Remember when they sold us that false flag narrative before? I mean, it just keeps coming around, just like the false flag narrative of hacking the election. They want to get right up there and say, the Russians hacked the election. No, they didn't change any votes. Don't worry. You can trust the elections. No, you can't trust the elections. Not if we have electronic voting machines. You cannot trust the elections. It could be the Russians. It could be the Chinese. It could be the DNC. It could be the GOP. Anybody could hack this stuff. And as I pointed out last week, we got DEF CON that's going to be held in Lost Wages, Nevada. I think it's this week it starts. And they are specifically going out and going to have kids from the ages of 5 to 16. And they're going to let them hack replicas of Board of Election websites. And you say, well, it's okay. We got paper backups and so forth. Well, no, you don't. Not here in Texas. We've got a guy, the Republicans, put in a guy who used to work at the Rose Law Firm with Hillary Clinton. He won't even talk to me. I've got to track this guy down a couple of times, just to ask him a quick question. As soon as he sees me in the InfoWars microphone, he turns around and runs up the stairs. And the reason I want to talk to him is because we've had one local election here in Austin where they wanted to get a vote recount, and they realized that in violation of the Texas Constitution, they don't save the records after this electronic stuff. Folks, if you don't save the records, if you can have somebody at the Board of Elections that sends out every election, they send out a thing to all the different counties and saying, we're waiving the requirement to save these things. You don't have to have the ballots sequentially numbered and so forth and so on. All the things that we had with paper stuff, they just wave that away. And you can easily hack into these things, and you can do it not at the machine. Of course, you can do it at each individual machine. But if you really want to change the election, you hack into the central location, and you can do it enterprise-wide. You can do it for all the different elections. That is the only way that they're going to win. Because on socialism and on borders and everything else, they're going to destroy this country. Now, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. And when they talk about abolishing ICE, they're talking about abolishing our borders, abolishing our country. And when they talk about bringing everybody in and giving everybody everything for free, that is Cloward and Piven. That has already been a Democrat strategy. Back in the 1960s, these Democrat economists, and they were more clever than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's just a useful idiot for these people. But they knew what they were doing. They said, let's tell everybody how wonderful the welfare state is. You really want to get on this. We'll encourage them to do that. If we get enough people on it, we will collapse the economy and we can rebuild our socialist utopia on top of that. That didn't work. So then in the mid-2000s, they came up with a revised plan. They said, here's the idea. We open the borders and we have a gold rush where all these people from foreign countries come in and say, yeah, let's get the free education, let's get the free this, the free that, and that will collapse the economy. And then we can have our socialist utopia. Socialist utopia, all the free health care. As we're just going to break, I said, here's a baby that finally got away from the socialist utopia of the UK's National Health Service. Baby Oliver Cameron was denied necessary medical treatment and funding by the UK's National Health Service. But doctors in the United States were able to save his life. He was born with a rare heart condition. They couldn't fix it in the UK. They didn't have the equipment and the socialized healthcare system. And unlike these two previous babies that the UK kept captive and would not allow them to travel, even after they raised the money, this baby, after the parents raised the money, $250,000 to get the child treated after coming in for a lot of criticism because they killed two infants by blocking them from leaving the country to get health care elsewhere. I mean, think about the mentality of these people who want to control your life. They see you as their cattle. And as a point of pride, they have already killed two babies. Well, fortunately, they didn't do it with this baby. He escaped the vaunted national health care system that the Democrats and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez want to shove down our throats, along with the mandatory vaccines. You know, you think these people are pro-choice? They're not pro-choice. We got people dressed up in handmade tail costumes protesting Vice President Pence. These are people who are for killing babies abortion rights people, LGBT rights people, immigration, open borders people. So they show up wearing their handmade tail costumes. Yeah, they made them handmade. There's a little cosplay that they got going on, protesting him in Pennsylvania. You know, when I look at this, folks, why don't they just wear hijabs, right? I mean, you don't have to invent something like the Handmaid's Tale. You don't have to invent a radical patriarchy of the fusion of religion and state. It's already there in the real world. Hollywood doesn't need to invent it, but they did. They invented a Christian imaginary version of that. It's Christians who have said, we're not going to have the union of church and state. We've seen how that worked out for us during the Dark Ages, and we're not going to go down that trail again. But the Muslims, that are a very important branch of the Democratic Party, very important to them. I mean, how dare Hillary Clinton have this Muslim stand up behind her and talk about women's rights? Are you kidding me? Every one of these things that they claim that they stand for, they're going to throw the LGBT people off the roots. They're already doing it. They're going to stone these people. They're going to stone anybody that is remotely like these protesters in their country. They will stone them. You want to talk about not being able to drive? These people can't drive. They say freedom of religion is freedom from religion. But they don't want to be free from the religion and the unification of mosque and state. This whole thing is their little false flag to attack Christianity so they can go on with their little perversions out of Hollywood. That's what they hate. They hate the fact that people are standing up for the rights of innocent children. And so they use Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale, to attack the ideas that are not being forced upon them. But you think that the Muslims are going to let you have Planned Parenthood? Think again. We'll be right back with Alex Newman. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking to Alex Newman. He's joining us in this segment. He's a writer for thenewamerican.com. You can find his articles there. I want to talk to him specifically about an article that he had going back to Friday the 13th about how the UN Agenda 2030 is still in force. Yes, President Trump has pushed back against the Paris Climate Accord and many other things. We've had a lot of great moves by Scott Pruitt at the EPA. But folks, these basic fundamental control structures are still there. And if we don't come to grips with it, if we don't understand what this is about and what they are trying to accomplish, then even if President Trump completely eradicates this stuff, it'll be be reimposed at a later date. But the control structures are still there. So joining us now is Alex Newman, and he has been at the Paris Climate Treaty that was back in the meeting that was back in 2015. It was at Rio in 2012. I've seen Alex at Bilderberg's. He gets around and covers these things in person. And so joining us now is Alex Newman. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, David. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about UN Agenda 2030. One of the things that you say in your article here is the entire sustainable development, because that's the way they label this. They say the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. And you point out the entire sustainable development agenda is totalitarian to the core. It calls for government control over every aspect of human life. That's why I've said smart cities are merely a design for high-tech concentration camps and ghettos of the future. They want to control and tax our every movement. They want to pack us into little 200-square-foot apartments into mega cities. It is a total blueprint for control of our lives in every respect.
It really is, David. And, you know, it actually took them a long time to fully define sustainable development. They decided way back in the 70s and the 80s and then even in the 90s that we really needed sustainable development. They just weren't quite sure what it was. And actually, they said so when they were formulating Agenda 21. And now it seems they've kind of settled on a definition. Agenda 2030 kind of lays out the roadmap. And I encourage people, every time I talk about this, go read the thing for yourself. It's not actually that long. And, you know, anybody with two brain cells to rub together with an IQ larger than their shoe size will be able to see right through this. So there's the mandatory window dressing, right? So we're going to end poverty. We're going to end hunger. We're going to save Mother Earth and all the rest of it. And then there's the meat of this, which is Goal 4, for example. They talk about every child on this planet must be educated into this new system of values and ethics where we're not going to just submit to sustainable development. We're actually the kids are going to go out and promote sustainable development. They refer to children as critical agents of change who are going to use these sustainable development goals. They have a whole bunch of them, and they have 169 targets and 17 sustainable development goals. Number 10 calls for national and international wealth redistribution. They call for government control of consumption. consumption and production. I mean, this could basically come out of Cuba's constitution or the Soviet constitution. It is undisguised Marxism, and it's not surprising. You had the communist dictatorship in China bragging that they played a crucial role in developing it. So this is basically the totalitarian blueprint of the future, what then Secretary General Ban Ki-moon referred to as the Global Declaration of Interdependence.
And, you know, when we look at this, this is why so many people have called the environmental movement, for the most part, watermelon, because it's all red with this thin veneer of green. It's all red Marxism, and they put a thin veneer of green, almost like a coating, to make it easy to swallow. That's how they hide all this stuff.
That's exactly right. And in fact, they outlined this agenda. I mean, I know you know about the Club of Rome back in the 80s and into the early 90s. They said, okay, well, now, you know, the Cold War is not going to provide a pretext for all these international organizations, all these big government mechanisms. And so we need a new enemy. And they actually wrote right in their report to the first global revolution that the enemy then is humanity itself, right? Because pollution and global warming, actually it was global cooling until the 80s, are supposedly the big problem. And so when you go to these UN conferences, and I've been to many of them, they'll literally have posters on the wall, David, with, you know, a sick Earth. He's sad. He's got the thermometer sticking out of his mouth. And the doctor shows up. He says, I know your problem. You have humans, right? And so they literally consider humans to be a disease that needs to be eradicated.
I remember it took my kids when they were much younger in 2000. We went to England, and we were in London at the Children's Museum, letting them play for a while, trying to decompress from things like the British Museum, which we cared about more than they did. And so while they're playing, they have this loop of Gaia theory, and that's exactly what they were showing. They were talking about how Mother Earth, Gaia, this pagan idea, is a living entity, and the humans are a virus. And they were just playing that in a loop with the children. That's why the children are so important to them. And when you look at this recent Gallup poll, where Americans list 36 problems, but climate is not even on the list. That's why they have to get the kids, because if they immerse them in this pagan religion, if they do that from kindergarten to graduate school, these people come out thinking that their whole life is at stake, and maybe they even despise their life. Maybe it's like, yeah, we got to get rid of the humans so that the Earth can live. That's what they're focused on. But I want to take a look, too, at the 2030 agenda. One of the things that you said was you said that they had Agenda 21, and it was somewhat vague in terms of their justifications for this. Even some of their goals were somewhat vague. They were also vague in terms of their time frame. UN Agenda 21 was going to be sometime in the 21st century. Now they've gotten very specific about their justifications, about their program that they want to do, and about when they want this to take place. And, you know, Alex, I keep seeing this figure of 2030 everywhere. It doesn't matter what kind of globalist scheme we've got. They've always coming up with like 2030 that they're going to have it done by. I mean, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And I think, you know, with the indoctrination that's going on in the schools, you hit so many important points there, Dave. With the indoctrination that's going on in the schools, they figure, I think, that their timeline by 2030, this should be accomplished, because you'll have another generation of older folks who still value liberty, who still hold to a traditional Christian worldview. Even if they're not necessarily Christians, they still accept basic Christian presuppositions about right and wrong, about good and evil, things like that. And, you know, for 40, 50, 60 years now, they've been indoctrinating people into this pagan religion where basically humans are a virus. You know, you take what God said in the beginning of the Bible, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, right? You flip it on its head. And they've been drilling this into the minds of children in an extreme fashion now for decades. And we're at the point now where in every school, public school in America, the children are being brainwashed to believe that literally the gas they exhale, carbon dioxide, is some sort of terrifying pollution that needs to be taxed and regulated by the United Nations. So when you put all this together and you put all this timeline in place, they're talking it's going to cost 170 something trillion dollars, which, you know, that's 10 times the GDP of the United States for some perspective. I think they want a lot of this in place by 2030. They know they're not going to get it all, but I think they like to set dates. And, you know, communists have always been big on this. We're going to have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 50-year plan, because it helps them to have a goal and to orient all the bureaucracies, all the coercive apparatus of government toward achieving these goals. So before the Agenda 2030, we had the Millennium Development Goals, which went up to 2015. They didn't accomplish everything that they wanted to get done, but they got the machinery moving in the direction that they wanted it moving. And so that's where we're going here, and that's why we need to fight like crazy.
And you're talking about they're looking at this being the this generation coming to fruition that they've been propagandizing for such a long time. Again, going back to the fourth turning, Strauss and Howe, talking about the generational view of history and how things come in cycles. They see this as a maturing time, and the elites understand that as well. We'll be right back with Alex Newman. Stay with us.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Alex Newman of The New American. And the reason we've got Alex on is because he's got some breaking news about the current status of this UN 2030 agenda and our own EPA. Now, in the last segment, we gave you some background information. What is UN Agenda 21? How did, or 2030? How did it come from UN Agenda 21 and so forth? How does it kind of fit into the overview of where they want to go with the Paris Climate Accord, with smart cities, with all these various things to exercise control over you? Not over the environment, but over you. That's what this is ultimately about. Now, under President Trump, we've seen some great moves at the EPA. Things are being changed there more rapidly than anywhere else in the administration. But Alex Newman's got a breaking report here where he talks they did a Freedom of Information request, and they got documents that relate to a memo of understanding within the EPA, and I think it's the UN. And, of course, this is very important because this is going to happen in a very short time frame, folks. Like, we're talking about the generational aspect of this, how they've been propagandizing kids for generation or so or more. And this is now they're looking at 2029, 2030 as their time to put all this stuff in. As I was talking about Strauss and Howe and the fourth turning, you know, these events that we've had, like the American Revolution, the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. We're in the middle of it right now. As a matter of fact, the surviving member of that team believes as they go back, they looked at cycles of history going back 500 years. And Neil Howe, who is a surviving member of that team, says, I think it started, we had a worldwide catastrophe, a 2008 meltdown, the economic crisis. I think that began it. I think it's going to be completed by 2029. And so it's important for them to have the Department of Education to start propagandizing and preparing the children for it. But there's other federal departments that are co-conspirators in this globalist issue. And one of the most important ones is the EPA. So I'm going to turn it over to Alex to break down for you what this memorandum of understanding is, what they have found out with their Freedom of Information request, what the current status of this is within the Trump administration. Alex.
Well, thank you so much, David, for the opportunity to speak about this. What happened was some months ago, a very, very high level source within the environmental movement, somebody who's been featured in all the propaganda media, the Washington Compost, the New York Slimes, the Economist, CNN, you know, fake news outlet, you name it. He's been there promoted as some sort of hero. And he realized after reading a lot of our material, a lot of you guys' material, that we're right. And these people are actually maniacs trying to enslave humanity. They do not care one whit about the environment. So he sent me this. He said this was one of the foundations of what is happening within the environmental bureaucracy. And as we went over in the first segment here, David, the environmental pretext is really crucial in the underpinnings, in the foundation of what they call the New World Order. The global warming and this idea that humans are bad for the environment is really foundational to build the rest of the edifice. And so the EPA is, of course, a crucial bureaucracy here, and the environmental movement is a crucial tool. And what we found out here is that there is a memorandum of understanding between the EPA and the UN. It was called the UN Environment Program at the time. Today they've rebranded. They're called the UN Environment. It's basically like the EPA of the United Nations, right, or the Environmental Ministry of the United Nations. And so these guys signed an agreement purporting to give themselves authorization to impose Agenda 2030 on the American people, to impose Agenda 2030 on all of humanity, and a whole broad range of different programs that they're engaged in, including brainwashing our children with the global warming hoax, which, of course, is also happening through the Department of Education. This broad range of things, exchanging experts, doing studies to support this hoax, and, of course, again, implementing all these UN environmental programs, environmental treaties, environmental agreements, not just in the United States, but all over the world. So EPA is helping the UN do this worldwide, and the UN is helping the EPA do this here in America. And again, as you mentioned, they're partnering with all sorts of different federal bureaucracies, very much including the Department of Education, which Obama's Education Secretary Arne Duncan, he described UNESCO, the UN's Education Ministry, as his global partner, the global partner of the U.S. Department of Education in imposing cradle-to-career education reform. They said they're going to use the education system to turn your children into green global citizens, and those are their words, not mine.
Green goblins is more like it, yeah.
That's exactly right. brainwashed green zombies who have no critical thinking abilities, a totally warped worldview, completely at odds with everything our founders believed, everything that traditional Western society has believed. And so even under, as soon as I found out about this memorandum, I said, this can't possibly still be in place. You know, Trump announced that we're going to be getting out of UNESCO. He announced that we're going to be getting out of the UN climate agreement negotiated at Paris by Obama. So certainly this can't still be happening. So I immediately filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the EPA, and I immediately sent emails to the EPA and to the United Nations asking about this. Turns out it's still in effect, according to the EPA and the United Nations. So this is still being implemented in the United States. And, as you mentioned, Trump and Scott Pruitt did wonderful things in trying to roll this back. But this is a massive monster. This is a monster of proportions that I don't think an average everyday American citizen can comprehend. And so, it's like trying to cut off tentacles from an octopus. You know, you cut one and then another one reaches around. And so this is a very important tentacle that's being used to implement this agenda that we described during the first segment. Again, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And the Trump administration, I think, needs to stop this. And they very easily could do it. This is not a treaty. The Senate never ratified it. All they have to do is say, this is not happening. And that would be the end of it until, Trump leaves office eventually and these people get back to work. But, we all need to be involved in stopping this.
Well, and that's the problem. As you point out, it's not a treaty. It's not a law that the Congress passed. But the way that Washington works, and Rand Paul has talked about this, he's put forward the Reins Act many times to rein in the bureaucracy, because what Congress has done is to abdicate their authority to the bureaucracy, because they don't want to take responsibility for all this stuff. We couldn't get 80,000 pages of new regulations every year if the Congress had to do it. They can't get that kind of work done. And that's one of the reasons why we have a Congress. Nobody ever wanted that kind of regulation becoming out of Washington for people on an annual basis. And so it's very important for them to do that. But when they give that kind of power to make rules, and rules, understand, they don't have the same effect as laws. If they make a law and you run afoul of the law, then they say, well, we're in theory supposed to give you due process, but that's another story with the Department of Justice. However, if it's a regulation from the EPA or some other department, they don't even pretend that you have any due process. They don't even pretend that you have protection against excessive fines. They don't even pretend that you have the presumption of innocence. And then you have these bureaucracies like the EPA that can sign these little memorandums of understanding with the United Nations and say, well, that's not, this is a little side program that we're doing over here. That's the essence of the deep state that goes beyond the NSA, the CIA, and those other organizations. You've got something in the article here about how that can be handled. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things that need to happen here. For one, the American public needs to be educated about these things, because as long as we don't know what's going on, it's very difficult to fight it. But, my suggestion for this would just be very simple. Obey the Constitution, right? That means get rid of the EPA. Right. There's no constitutional authority for a federal environmental regulation, much less an entire agency with a multi-billion-dollar budget, and get us out of the United Nations. There's an excellent bill sitting in Congress right now, the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, H.R. 193. It's in the Foreign Affairs Committee, and it's very simple, a couple pages long. The U.S. is going to leave the United Nations. We're going to kick their terrorist and communist and spy-infested headquarters off of our soil, and we're going to withdraw from all these treaties and agreements that the U.N. has concocted over the years, and that's the end of it. We're going to restore our sovereignty and govern ourselves. So if that would happen, it would be a devastating blow to the New World Order agenda. And, I think it is a realistic possibility. For the first time in my lifetime, we have a president in the White House who is not on board with the deep state, with the New World Order agenda. And people in Congress are starting to take notice.
That's very important. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Alex Newman. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Newman, thenewamerican.com is what he writes for mostly. And we're going to talk about what we can do to shut down this agenda that is being pushed on us by our government that works in secret with the United Nations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today. You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Alex Newman of The New American. Before we go back to Alex and talk about what we can do about this and how we got into this situation, it's a very tangled situation because we've gotten away from the Constitution. And we're going to recap this and talk about how this falls into what Eric Peters was talking to us about earlier in the program. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we've got a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a way to put nano silver on cuts and burns and to keep it in place with that gel. It's 25% off that Super Silver Wound Dressing. New product, 25% off. We also have some of our very popular products, our most popular products, 50% off. We have Brain Force, my favorite supplement, 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our vitamins and minerals drink mix. That is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, our organic selenium, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Silver Bullet, that's our colloidal silver for internal use, is $9.95. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, is $17.76. That's the price. And finally, we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, Alex, we're talking about this article that you had that went through. You got a memorandum of understanding that was sent to you. The part of that memorandum of understanding was a memorandum between the EPA, under Obama's EPA, between the EPA and the United Nations, saying that they had a framework where they were going to implement the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. And as you roll this thing back, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they do it every 5 years, right? Like good little communists, don't they have a new reauthorization of this new memorandum of understanding? So they had one in 2011. I guess they did one then in 2016 before Obama left. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the first one was in 2011. They updated it a little bit, re-signed it in 2016. It was actually signed by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, who I hope is being investigated right now. I mean, her crime spree was just unbelievable. All sorts of criminal activity going on, a lot of which we highlighted in the New American. And then for the UN, for the UN Environment Program, as it was known at that time, you have Eric Solheim, one of the lead global environmental bureaucrats and ideologists over there at the United Nations.
And, of course, so they've reauthorized this back in 2016 again. So they've got this five-year plan that, as far as they're concerned, that matters. The Constitution doesn't matter. But I found it interesting as you guys went through this Freedom of Information request. You queried them, you interacted with them, and they said that they were taking direction, the EPA was taking direction, they said, from the State Department and the National Security Council. Now, why are these guys getting involved in the environment? That should get people to start to understand what the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability and what smart cities are really all about, shouldn't it?
Exactly, David. And, when you read Agenda 2030, and that's why I encourage people, go to your favorite search engine, not Google, because Google is evil, and type in Agenda 2030 and read the document yourself. It will immediately become clear to you that despite using the environment and saving Mother Earth, as they refer to the Earth in this document, as the pretext, this is a effort to control every element of your life down to the most minute details. I mean, they literally talk about controlling your worldview, your values, your ethics, your behavior. There is no realm of human activity, including your own mind, which is beyond the purview of these people. And it's all being justified under the guise of the environment. But it really is a roadmap, as I described it, to global totalitarianism, to technocracy, to some freakish hybrid of socialism, fascism, communism, whatever you want to call it, total government control over every aspect of life. And if you read this document, it will become absolutely clear to you. I mean, there's really no debating about it. There is no way government can control consumption and production without hijacking control of the economy. There is no way that government can mandate equal access to economic resources without the government taking control of all economic resources. There is no way to make every child in the planet to have the knowledge and the skills and the values to promote sustainable development without hijacking the education system around the world and brainwashing every child on the planet. So read the document, people, and figure out what it means, because if we
and I think they can see
battle.
That from this bureaucratic structure here. We've got the
yep.
EPA, which if you even see how they're involved, we look at the Paris Climate Accord, we look at this Memorandum of Understanding, it's the EPA, which seems to be out front. But behind them are the State Department, which is trying to undermine our sovereignty and turn it over to a globalist organization. And then the National Security Council, the snitches out there that are going to be behind the smart cities and the 5G and so forth, that's going to be monitoring everything that we've got there. You know, when I was talking earlier to Eric Peters, we were talking about the fact that the EPA was using CAFE standards. And under Obama, they had ramped these things up. So it was going to be impractical for people to buy cars. It was effectively a soft ban of cars, not a hard ban like they're doing in Europe, just coming out and saying, you're not going to be able to buy a diesel, and you're not going to be able in 5-10 years, you're not going to have any kind of internal combustion engine. We're just going to prohibit it. In the United States, they do it with a soft ban because they know if they were to come out and say that to people, that would wake people up. So they do the boiling frogs approach here to us. And so what they were using was the EPA is the front organization, and they had the CAFE standards, which when they were imposed back in the 1970s was all about fuel rationing. Now they're pretending that the CAFE standards are about the environment and CO2. The bad news for them is that CO2 is declining more rapidly here in the United States than anywhere else. We've cut CO2 measurement very rapidly. And when it comes to production, we have become one of the biggest producers. We're going to be just the state of Texas. We'll be the number three producer in terms of oil in a couple of years worldwide. If Texas were a nation by itself, we'd be the number three producer. And that's not even including stuff coming from North Dakota and so forth. So the bad news for them is that the fuel rationing thing didn't work. The global warming thing didn't work. The global cooling thing didn't work. The CO2 narrative isn't working. But they're still going on with these programs.
That's exactly right. They're acting as if the humanity didn't wake up. And, you know, even in their polls during the Obama years, a majority of Americans, a Pew survey found a majority of Americans did not believe the man-made global warming hypothesis. So their narrative has completely collapsed. But you're right. They're just marching onwards. And, you know, I need to emphasize to people that if we lose this battle, I mean, that's your freedom out the window. That's your children's freedom out the window. Do you want to lose your freedom? Do you want to lose your country? Because if you don't, you need to get involved. You need to educate yourself on these things. You need to educate your lawmakers, your opinion molders in your community, and you need to get active because, again, our liberty, our nation, and our prosperity are all at stake here.
And, you know, we can go in and we can fight the battles, and we need to have these battles fought because, you know, when we talk about the Department of Education, a lot of people look at Common Core and say, we can't have Common Core. It's like, yeah, we don't want Common Core, but beyond that, we got to get rid of the Department of Education because if we get rid of Common Core, they're just going to rebrand it or they're going to pull something else in there. Same thing is true of the EPA. You know, we can go in and we must go in and fight these things right now. And there's been some good fights that have been made by Scott Pruitt. And I think the person who replaced him is going to continue with that information. So we've had a lot of progress with that. And I understand that this is like a giant battleship in terms of turning this thing around. It's got a lot of momentum. And you're not going to just be able to jump on board ship and hit the engines in reverse and spin this little thing around like it was a little ski boat or something, right? So it's got a lot of momentum. And that's why this is not a sprint, it is a marathon, and why the American people have to get involved, because it's going to take longer to even slow this thing down than President Trump has if he stays there for the full 8 years.
Exactly. And, you know, and I also think there's this fallacy among some segments of the conservative movement and the liberty movement that, oh, well, now we've got a president who's on our side, so now we can all just go back to sleep. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, even if Trump is everything we want him to be and then some, we all still need to be involved in this battle, because if we're not involved, you know, and I think right now we have the momentum. I really do. I think the 2016 election proved that the media does not control the narrative anymore. We do. And so we have the momentum in our favor, but we need to keep pressing. We can't give up. We can't go back to sleep, and we can't allow them to take charge again. So we got to keep pushing. We got to make sure we're not distracted or manipulated. And, you know, thank goodness for shows like this one where the truth gets out and the American people can be educated.
And for the articles that you've put here, it's a very detailed article. You guys need to go to New American and look this up. It was back on July 13th. So you can still find it there in the archives. Just search for it. The title of the article is Obama Era EPA deal with UN to impose Agenda 2030 is still in force. And we will have these things easily put back into place if we don't kill the EPA. The EPA is really the problem, just like the Department of Education is really the problem. We have these unconstitutional bureaucracies, as you pointed out, and they're working with other organizations, both the UN and foreign governments and NGOs, George Soros, to undermine our sovereignty, our economy, our liberty. And if we just reform these things, that is a victory, but it's only going to be a short-term victory. We have to have the understanding from the American people that these structures, these frameworks, need to be rooted out and destroyed, because we want to get back to a government that fits inside the Constitution. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex Newman. You can find him at thenewamerican.com. And that is our program for today. Thank you for joining us.
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.